The Ray D'Arcy Show on RTE Radio 1. Proudly sponsored by Volkswagen. Volkswagen.ie.
5 on 5, 5 on RayRTE.ie. We have our child psychotherapist, Coma Nochter, coming up in about 10 minutes' time. If you have any questions for him about parenting or child issues, you can get them into us at 5 on 5, 5 on or RayRTE.ie. Now, we've spoken about this over the last few years, the introduction of a gambling regulatory authority. Well, it's finally happening. Well, it's going to happen. But how will it work? What powers will it have? Will it make any difference? I'm joined by Minister of State at the Department of Justice, David Stanton, who's on the line. How are you doing, David?
Very well, Ray. How are you, sir?
Thanks for coming into us today. You're in the Dáil studio there. Yep. So what did you bring to before Cabinet today then?
Well, I suppose the big thing we brought, really, we wanted permission to set up an independent gambling regulatory authority. And this is the first time that regulation of gambling will be done in Ireland at this scale. We want to modernise the whole system, the whole approach. This authority will be ultimately self-financing from levies and licence fees from the industry, and it will be independent, and it should be flexible enough and nimble enough to react to the changing environment out there, because an awful lot of this is moving online, as you know. Yeah. And it's every time we look at this, we discover something new is happening. So the authority has to be big enough, resourced enough, and powerful enough to regulate the whole industry in all its manifestations.
Okay. What powers will it have, David?
Well, we looked at the issue of developing licensing conditions for all the actors here that would be fair and legitimate and transparent to all. So that would be very, very important. It will also tackle advertising, sponsorship and promotion of gambling products. That's very important. Also, we want to establish a dedicated sports betting integrity unit within the authority itself, which is an issue. And alternative dispute resolution mechanism, so that anybody who has a problem with any of the gambling agencies can actually take this on, and establish also a social fund to research the area of problem gambling, to educate people, to inform people, and to provide money to agencies that have the authority and the expertise to help people that have an addiction in this area.
Okay. There's loads of stuff there, so there let's go through one by one there. So you mentioned the levy a number of times. Now, there's a tax already which has gone from 1% to 2%, which makes the government around €100 million. This levy is going to be separate. And how will that levy be calculated?
Well, as I said, the authority itself when it's established, will bring forward proposals in this area. Now, many of the we've looked at what's happened in other jurisdictions, and the licensing and levies, for instance, in the UK Commission, they're quite significant. And as I said, we want to ensure here that ultimately this authority is self-financing. Okay. And now it will cost a fair bit to set it up initially and to establish it, and it's a big task to do this, because this is a vast industry. What we reckon between 6 and 8 billion a year of a turnover.
Yeah, it's a lot. So any small percentage of that, if it was a levy, would be a huge amount of money. And will that be ring fenced? So anything you get from that levy will go into research and treatment.
That's the plan. Yes.
Okay. Now, you said that it would have authority over sports advertising and sponsorship. So, for example, would it look at maybe RTE receiving money from betting organisations for sponsorship? Would it look at the FAI, who recently announced their sponsorship by a Kenyan betting company? Would that be under its remit?
Yeah, a lot of this would be up to the regulator to decide and to propose when it's up and running. But what we want to do is we want to make sure, for instance, that that gambling isn't glamorised, and that whatever is put out there, whatever advertising is allowed, will be fair and realistic. We'll also be very, very anxious and very strict on the idea that under 18s would not be targeted. And we're also, as I said, bringing forward legislation to ban to make it very, very clear that people under 18 will not be allowed to gamble.
So, will you not be telling this regulator how many people will be involved here? There's going to be one person who will be And then how many staff will they have?
Oh, again, that's to be worked out with the, with the various government departments yet, but it will be a pretty big concern. There could be up to between 80 and 100 people working here, because not only will it be carrying out research, it will be also inspecting, licensing, enforcing. In fact, all of the regulatory functions will be in the one authority.
Okay. So, Minister, it'll be proactive. It won't be reactionary. It won't be just waiting for people to come and complain.
No, not at all. It'll be very proactive. And that's what we've learned from our colleagues in Malta and the UK, France and other areas that we've examined and looked at.
And what do you think the problems are with the gambling industry in Ireland at the moment?
Well, we are dealing on legislation that was passed in 1956 and 1931. Now, that was probably before television, not a mind before the internet. Mm. So what we've got to do here is we've got to ensure that gambling is fair, so that, I mean, look, at a lot of people like to gamble. They like to go out there, and the vast majority of people don't have a problem. They go in, they might make one or two bets or whatever, and that's it. We want to make sure that what they bet on is fair. We also want to make sure that if somebody ends up with an issue or a problem, that the industry itself will be obliged to react to that. Now, we are going to examine stuff like self-exclusion registers. We're not sure if they actually work, because they're self-excluding registers. Mm. So the one of the roles of this authority will be to carry out research and to be nimble enough to react to changing circumstances out there, so that if the gambling industry comes up with a new proposal or method of gambling, that this particular authority, and you're right, Ray, will be able to step in, examine what's going on and deem whether or not it's fair. Now, also, it will be a licensing authority, and the licensing regime will be very strict to ensure that it will be able to combat money laundering or any form of activity such as that. And also, as I said earlier on, we want a dedicated sports betting integrity unit within the authority. That's recommended as well.
What does that mean, sports betting integrity unit?
Well, basically, if people are playing sport and they decide, you know, I'm going to throw the game and I have money down or whatever, that's looked at and examined, and that whole area.
Yeah, but I suppose it's a very difficult area, because we had a man on called Dara from Derry recently, Derry McGee, and he's done research. And he has found that, like, he didn't have to do much research to find this out, but 8 Premiership sides are sponsored by betting companies in the UK. And on a match, a typical match on the BBC, which doesn't have any ads, that a betting company's name features around 70 or 80% of the time on screen.
Yeah.
Now, you may say that you can't bet if you're under 18, but if you are constantly surrounded by advertising on billboards and on TV and on shirts, well, what's that going to do to you?
Yeah, you're right. It's extremely challenging. And, you know, a lot of this stuff is beamed in from abroad as well, on foreign screens. But the regulator is going to have to be responsible for the advertising, promotion and sponsorship of gambling products. So, as I said at the start, we've got to ensure that unrealistic expectations aren't thrown up there, and that the industry doesn't become glamorised in any way. And where possible, and again, this is something that some of the sports authorities in Ireland have already done. They have disassociated themselves from gambling agencies where you have underage involved, and we are very interested in this whole area of making sure that under 18s aren't targeted, and that under 18s obviously absolutely can't.
But Minister, only last Thursday, you know, the FAI signed a deal with a Kenyan gambling company, Sport Pesa. What are your opinions on that?
Well, again, as I say, we are very anxious that young people are not targeted. And that's something, again, that the regulatory authority is going to be tasked with when it's established.
We do, and a lot is made of the fact that, you know, it's in the tapestry of Irish life, gambling is. So this regulatory authority has a huge job of work, don't they?
They have
to disentangle gambling from the tapestry of our lives.
And a lot of people, and the vast majority of people, I would hope, don't have a problem with gambling and can go out and can, you know, be entertained by gambling. But we want to make sure that those people, that when they actually gamble, that it's actually going to be fair. And that's very important. We have to stress that issue. And the authority will have that role.
What does that mean? What does that mean, it'll be fair?
Well, supposing that you place a bet, or you go and you put money in a slot machine, that, you know, the odds are fair, that there's nothing underhand going on anywhere, and that you what you see is what's promised to you is what you get, and that's important.
Mm. Would the authority look at things like, say, Ruby Walsh being used to advertise Paddy Power? Would it look at that sort of thing?
We haven't got into that level of detail, because obviously, I mean, we live in a democracy and people can do certain things, but it may very well be something that the authority may look at. Again, that's a detail that will have to be examined when the authority is established.
And when will it be established?
Now, we're at a situation where we have published the report. That report is going to be a discussion document as well as a report, and we're inviting submissions from stakeholders and others out there who may have something to say about it and might want to input into it. And in conjunction with that, we're drafting the heads of a bill. I've got cabinet approval today, only an hour ago, to do that. And the heads of a bill then will go to the Oireachtas Committee for pre-led scrutiny, and we'll be publishing the bill. Now, there's a lot of work involved in this.
Yeah. And bill has been there since 2013, hasn't it?
No, it hasn't.
No, it's a new bill, right?
No, what was there in 2013 was the heads of a bill. It was an outline proposal. It wasn't a properly drafted bill at all. And I was involved in the committee, and I was chair of the committee at that stage, and we looked at it at the time. But when I got this position, I decided that we really needed to have an independent, properly resourced authority with teeth, and not an office in the Department of Justice. That from 2013 to now, it's even quite outdated. Things have moved on a lot since then. Mm. And I think a standalone independent authority is the way to go.
Okay. The same conditions should apply to drink and gambling advertising, says Morrison Navin. Would you see a time where there'll be no gambling advertising before 9 o'clock in the evening?
It's something that could happen. Yeah. I mean, there's nothing ruled in or ruled out at this stage. And it's something that the authority will be tasked with when they're established. But this debate is now beginning properly. Yeah. We have a report which we've worked on for the last year. We've had 6 meetings and lots of bilaterals with government agencies and departments on it. And I'm anxious now that stakeholders and members of the public would look at this report and would tell us their views on it as well. And maybe if we can improve it further, we will, as we develop the heads and as we develop the legislation and as we set up the authority, which is another huge task.
And they have an authority in the UK for the last 14 years, so I suppose we can look at what they've done and how successful they've been.
Officials have gone over there and met with them. They have come over here and engaged with us. We have looked at their work and what they're doing, and we've learned a lot from them. They're the most comparable to us than any other agency. We've also looked at what they've done in Malta and in France and other jurisdictions. We're trying to get the most modern approach we can and up-to-date approach possible.
Okay. Thanks so much for taking time out to talk to us. That's the Minister of State at the Department of Justice, David Stanton. Thanks, David. Thank you.
Thank you.